From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The aftermath. After three heavily armed suicide bombers Sunday attacked a crowded church in Quetta, in southwestern Pakistan, this killed at least eight worshippers from the minority Christian community. The attackers stormed a worship place of the minority Christian community, and Pakistani security forces surrounded the site, but the heavily armed attackers met them with resistance. Witness said that two wanted to enter the main hall, where around 400 worshippers were attending Sunday service, but police guards at the main gate engaged the attackers, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. That explosion fatally wounded a security guard. The provincial police told reporters a third suspected gunman managed to flee to a nearby residential area during the exchange of fire, and an operation was underway to hunt him down. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian contacts with U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign has gained access to thousands of emails sent and received by Trump officials before the start of his administration. That's according to several people familiar with his transition organization. But it is said that the investigators did not directly request the records from Trump's still existing transition group and instead obtained them from a separate federal agency that stored the material. Well, now a transition attorney sent letters Saturday to two congressional committees saying that the General Services Administration had improperly provided the transition records to Mueller's investigators. Now there's fallout as a result from that, and people familiar with the transition team are now speaking, but under the condition of anonymity. This is VOA News. Australian police have arrested a man accused of working on the black market to sell missile components and coal on behalf of North Korea, the first charges ever brought in Australia over the sale of weapons of mass destruction. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reports.
Suspected by Australian police as a loyal agent of North Korea, this man is escorted from his Sydney home in handcuffs on Saturday, accused of working on the black market to sell missile components and coal on behalf of Pyongyang, said to be in breach of UN and Australian sanctions. The man is facing six charges, the first ever brought in Australia over the sale of weapons of mass destruction.
The charges that are being laid are of the gravest nature.
The suspect has been identified by local media as 59-year-old Chan Han Choi. He's reportedly been living in Australia for more than 30 years and is of Korean descent.
Somalia's Prime Minister Hassan Ali Khayre says that the government had demanded the U.S. briefly suspend aid to much of Somalia's armed forces in an effort to improve transparency and accountability following corruption concerns. And speaking to reporters in Mogadishu, he blamed former Somali government for U.S. concerns about corruption. A huge wildfire continues to ravage the area around Los Angeles, California, and has now been deemed the third largest in the state's history. It has burn damage eclipsing a devastating 2013 fire by more than 800 hectares. Emergency officials say now about 8,000 firefighters from a dozen states are there to help battle those blazes. Post-launch of the Soyuz MS-7
getting
spacecraft.
Getting good first-stage performance. The Soyuz delivering 930,000 pounds of thrust.
It's carrying three new passengers to the International Space Station to replace the three who are scheduled to return in April. The three replacements from U.S., Russia, and Japan are scheduled to dock with the ISS Tuesday, taking a two-day route instead of the usual six-hour path because of the lab's position in space at the time of the launch. And the political party of the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has called for an angry protest during the visit to Jerusalem next week of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. They announced Saturday that they'd call for angry protests at the entrances to Jerusalem and its old city. This is the result after U.S. President Trump angered Palestinians earlier this month when he announced that the United States would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, reversing a delicate policy that had been in place for decades. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.